Hello and welcome to another episode of Real Life After 70. Hi, today we're celebrating a birthday, and it isn't mine. I'll hope to make it to my next one too. But anyway, again, this is Real Life After 70, and this is Mike Reynolds, your host at this episode and most others. Today, the birthday we're celebrating is my life partner, Anna. She is celebrating, and I'm not going to tell you how old she is, but between the two of us, we've celebrated now 147 birthdays. That's between the two of us, so you can do the math, and we're both over 70, so we're legitimately in this little category of life after 70. And coincidentally, today is also a full moon. So we're going hiking this afternoon. And I tell you, I mean, we're both in our 70s, and I really feel fortunate that we have the health and the energy and the desire, I guess, even just to go out and do a hike. We're going to Sabino Canyon, which is a beautiful spot in the Coronado National Forest, which is in the state of Arizona. It's a beautiful day. It's in the mid-80s. Sun is shining gloriously. And we're hiking. We're going out this afternoon late, and we're going with another couple of friends. And this is I don't know. It's a milestone birthday, and every one of them now is a milestone birthdays. So we'll be hiking a little over 2 miles, and we're going to watch the sun set, and we're going to watch the moon rise. So it's got to be a good omen to have a full moon on your birthday, and it's got to be a good omen just to be able to celebrate a birthday. So I encourage everybody to get out and do whatever you can to celebrate the best way you can. And oh boy, that brings up another subject altogether, but I'm not going to go there because this is one happy day. But I do want to encourage us. This is going to be just a short episode because I got to get packed up here and get a little fanny pack going and make sure I got some plenty of water so we can do our hike and we'll be comfortable and we'll be around to do other hikes and other days. So anyway, I just do want to encourage everybody here that's listening to this, and I'll encourage you even if you're not listening to this, but you probably won't hear it. So get out, enjoy life, do something today. I did an episode on, risk of dementia a while back, and one of the big things is our risk factors, and our risk factors is pretty much controllable, or it's lifestyle related for about 70% of our risk of developing dementia. And part of that is activities and being involved in doing things differently and expanding your mind. We've lived over 70 years. If we haven't been able to expand our mind until now, now's the time to begin, because we don't need to get anybody else's approval for whatever it is that we do. We only have to support our own dreams and goals. And that is so important. We want to live our life. I read something not too long ago that we want to get to the end of our life. Just saying, one heck of a ride it's been, because we don't want to have the regrets of saying, oh, I wish I'd done this or I wish I'd done that. Don't go through life wishing you did something, because you can do it, and do it today. Get started. Do it. Make plans. You can do it. Go for it. And have a great time. Enjoy this life. We can That's the best revenge. If we're having a hard time on anything, if you got upset, you're upset with somebody else or something else or whatever's going on in your life, I tell you, the best thing we can do to get over anything is to live a good life. And I encourage you to do it and do the best you can. So anyway, this is Real Life After 70, my perspective anyway. So I hope you're enjoying your life after 70. And if you're not after 70 yet, I hope you get there. So anyway, like a friend of mine says, don't look for opportunity, create it. So get out there and do it. Create your opportunities and live your life and live your dreams and make those dreams come true. So happy birthday for anybody that's having a birthday or that will have a birthday. All right. Bye for now.